With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Facebook has been asking banks for access to user data for years.
The way that you use your credit cards and your checking accounts are much more valuable to Facebook and other tech companies than you would think.
Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis has the details. But first, here are some top stories. Shared office company WeWork has reached a settlement with the attorneys general of New York and Illinois regarding non-compete agreements. The company says it will curtail its practice of requiring most employees to sign the agreements and release hundreds of employees from their non-competes. The New York Attorney General's office says WeWork had previously required nearly all employees to sign them. General Mills saw a rise in overall sales in the latest quarter, but a drop in North American sales, including of snacks and yogurt. The company also saw a slowdown in growth of its new pet food business, Blue Buffalo, which it acquired in April for $8 billion. General Mills is expanding Blue Buffalo to supermarkets and mass retailers. James Acheson, the former CEO of SeaWorld Entertainment, has agreed to pay more than $1 million to settle charges that he misled investors about the impact the film Blackfish would have on the company. The 2013 film, which claimed orcas suffer in captivity, sparked a backlash from customers. The Securities and Exchange Commission says SeaWorld executives were worried about the impact before the film was released. The SEC says SeaWorld agreed to a $4 million penalty. Several European luxury automakers are unveiling all-electric sport utility vehicles in a challenge to Tesla. Americans have been increasingly opting for SUVs. Jaguar's I-Pace will arrive in U.S. showrooms this fall, and Audi's hoping to begin selling its e-tron in the U.S. next spring. Mercedes-Benz revealed its electric SUV, the EQC, earlier this month. Still to come, why Facebook is interested in your financial data. The Wall Street Journal recently reported on Facebook's efforts to get detailed financial information about customers of large U.S. banks. It turns out Facebook's been engaged in those discussions with banks for years, even before coming under fire for its recent handling of user data. Joining us now in our studio with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis. So, Anna Maria, we should mention that nothing about this is illegal, but it certainly adds to scrutiny of Facebook after the Cambridge Analytica scandal. How long were you able to find out that Facebook has been engaged in these types of discussions with big banks seeking data on their customers?
Facebook has been interested in getting customer financial data for several years. One of the examples that we talk about in the story dates back to 2016. And I think it really gives a lot of insight into how Facebook has viewed consumer financial data. So Facebook was in conversations with American Express. American Express was looking at launching a chat bot on Facebook, which would essentially give its U.S. cardholders receipts of wherever they're making purchases. So part of these conversations involved Facebook executives saying that they wanted to use individualized cardholder spending data that would pass through Facebook for a variety of purposes. So that, as an example, would have allowed for Facebook to use the data for ad targeting. The chatbot did launch. However, American Express was not in favor of its customer data being used in such a way. So instead, what ended up happening was that American Express placed limitations on how Facebook could use the data and instead is giving Facebook aggregated spending data that it can use for a variety of purposes, including for ads. I think this is a really interesting example here because it shows how Facebook has sort of come to the table with companies, with financial companies and banks. So a lot of the banks have been interested in partnering with Facebook for a variety of different ways. Basically, they know a lot of their customers are Facebook users, and if they can embed some of their customer service offerings that maybe people would have to like pick up the phone and call a card company, but if they can embed that offering within Facebook and a consumer can just communicate or get alerts from their card company or other financial institution, information via Facebook, that it can make things a whole lot easier for their customers. That's been a big incentive.
And from Facebook's point of view, you mentioned advertising. Is there anything else that Facebook uses this data for?
Well, Facebook has told us that the data is important in order for it to enhance the products that it offers, the services that it offers to Facebook users. It has also said that it is focused on keeping the data secure and people's information safe. Facebook's spokeswoman has said to us that the company has not and does not use consumer financial data for so-called ad targeting. But again, what's interesting here, what we've learned in the reporting, is that over the years, Facebook's sort of stance, negotiating stance on the data has really evolved. So there have been examples in recent years where Facebook has said to companies, whatever data, customer data, comes over Facebook, flows through our systems essentially, becomes Facebook data. And we as a company, Facebook, can use that data in a variety of purposes that we want to use it at. And that has raised red flags for financial institutions.
Is Facebook the only company doing this sort of thing? And how concerned should consumers be?
Facebook is definitely not the only company that has been getting access to individualized data and that has been able to use data in a variety of ways and that's wanted to do this as well. There's been interests and efforts underway at Google. Data is big, it's in demand, and in large part, it sounds so simple, but in large part, it comes down to ads. Maybe sound a little naive here, a little surprising, but ultimately, the more data that companies can get about consumers, the better it is to, the more effective advertising can be. So what you do when you use your credit card or when you have a bank account somewhere, the information about how you use those accounts can become very valuable. Are you a big spender? Where do you like to shop? That sounds simple when you hear it, but it has a lot of value to it for advertisers.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis joining us in our studio with more on Facebook's communications with financial institutions. Thank you so much, Anna Maria.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.